It's almost 26 minutes past six and we wrap up the day's top business news. We now focus on the bird flu situation in South Africa. This says it's emerged that more than 200,000 chickens have died or been culled in the Western Cape as a result of the bird flu. The province's economic ministry says this has led to the loss of about 100 jobs. Acting CEO at the South African Poultry Association, Dr. Charlotte Nkuna, joins us now. Welcome to Money Talk.
Thank you, Timmy.
Doctor, first talk us through the extent of the bird flu situation in its entirety. What is South Africa facing? It seems that at this point we get reports of a worsening scenario.
I think if you remember to the very beginning of the outbreaks when it first broke in Mpumalanga and Gauteng, at the time the virus seemed to be spreading quite fast and then we got it under control. And I think what's happening now in the Western Cape and also due to the close proximity of the farms, it's the danger of the virus spreading is a bit high because of the just how close to each other the farms are.
Talk to us then about the extent of this and the effect on the industry as a whole.
Well, I think for every bird that we take out of the system, it puts a bit of strain on the supply as well. So you would imagine that over time, the more birds we kill, the more strain we put on the system. But then also for the people who are actually affected, the producers who are actually affected, that is quite a knock on their own businesses. Mm. So the impact is quite significant.
How are the farmers coping in this situation? Have they approached the South African Poultry Association to raise any sort of mitigating measures that they would like to see?
What we have been doing since the beginning of the outbreak is to work very closely with the Department of Agriculture and on various issues. We have discussed with them the issue of compensation. We have discussed with them the issue of vaccine, should that become an option. And also we have discussed the possibility of closing the gap by bringing in some hatching eggs that will then be able to help us replace the birds that have been lost and over a shorter period.
How long do we expect the situation to remain?
Well, in most countries, what happens is when the summer comes and the weather gets warmer, we have seen quite a significant drop. So in with our conditions and given that our summers are quite warm, the virus really doesn't like the heat. And so we see the burden on the wild birds will reduce, which then reduces the risk of infection onto the commercial farms. But also we are grateful and really for the fact that the farmers have actually upped the biosecurity and done whatever they can within their means to be able to reduce the risk of introduction onto their farms as much as possible.
Thank you so much for your input. Acting CEO at the South African Poultry Association, Dr. Charlotte Nkuna, talking to us about the continued bird flu situation currently in South Africa.